Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning to all the best people I know, and that is you. That would be all of us, whether you're listening live or on replay. Thank you for being part of our over 70,000 listener strong family now. We appreciate you. And with you, we can keep bringing you great guests like we have today. Felicia Shaw, Unbreakable Spirit. How does that sound for a topic title for today? How to get an unbreakable spirit, how to overcome blocks and challenges, how to turn those stumbling blocks into stepping stones, obstacles into opportunities. That's what we're going to learn about today with our guests. You can always go to my website, greenskyandbluegrass.com, and sign up for the monthly Mind Vitamin News to give you a listing of all of our great guests for the month. And it is just a pleasure to have Felicia with us today. So if you don't already know her, she's the best-selling author with Lisa Nichols, Unbreakable Spirit, number one best-selling book. And she's going to inspire, motivate, and share strength today to help us all get unstuck and soar like never before. So I think that this is something that you're definitely going to want to get a pen and a piece of paper down for, because she's going to give us some great tips on how to do that. Felicia is the founder of Simply In Your Purpose. She's also radio host of Minding My Business on 94.9 FM WXRJ. She's also very, very well educated, has a beautiful heart, but she has a very intelligent mind as well. She's received her BBA in Human Resource Management and her MBA, both from Western Michigan University. She also has her coaching certification from the International Coach Federation, which is very well known and respected. And we're going to roll up our sleeves. We're going to get to work on creating your best life now. And you can go to Felicia at simplyinyourpurpose.com. And it is a privilege and pleasure to welcome Felicia Shaw today. How are you, my friend?
I am wonderful and feeling better now that I get a chance to talk to you.
And all of the great people here, we're going to share your shine today. You're going to help so many people, Felicia. What could be better than that today?
You know, and it's funny that you say that, but that is one of the best feelings in the world, is that if you meet someone and they leave better off once they depart from you.
And, you know, having spoken to you, just want the listening audience to know that I've had firsthand experience with your coaching and your teaching, and we've spoken in the past, and the tips and tools that you provided with all of these techniques you're going to share today. Wow, really powerful stuff. Gives you, puts you on a whole new planet, whole new paradigm shift. It's fabulous.
Thank you, thank you. No, it was such a pleasure to talk to you and getting to know you and the great things that you're doing. And so I feel it's just a wonderful privilege to be able to be on the show. And thank you so much for what you're doing for me and all the listeners. I just wanted to say that first at the beginning of this.
Oh, my goodness. You're so, you're best people we know, Mutual Admiration Society. We're in that club.
We are. We are.
Well, if you want to speak with Felicia, you can obviously do that by calling 347-637-1318, or you can type your question in the chat room. But let's give our listeners a platform for where we're going today and where we're going to take them. Tell us about this unbreakable spirit. You know, bring us right into the heart of, you know, what it is you're doing. It was a number one bestseller. You wrote it with Lisa Nichols, and I know that you've toured with her on the National Book Tour. But tell us the unbreakable spirit. What is it, and how do we get it?
Yeah, Soul Spirit, and again, it's on Amazon in the best-selling category in four different categories, and it's a book of inspiration, and it has not only me as a co-author, but 39 other ambassadors of fortitude that we call them, and it teaches you about having your bounce-back muscles, and so in explaining that, let me share that we all go through valleys. It's inevitable, and it's a part of life. But I always say your valleys are your opportunities. They are opportunities to learn. They are opportunities to grow. And if you change your mindset and say, I may be here for a moment, you start to climb up a mountainside. And you may get some bumps and some bruises and maybe a couple of cuts. And I know that sounds funny because you're Felicia, you're a motivational speaker. This is not motivational, but it is, because you will eventually get to the mountaintop. And it's a great place to be. And it's not saying that on your way you won't slide back a little bit. Sometimes you'll slip and fall, but you keep climbing up and you make it to that mountaintop. And then you look across the horizon, and it's really a great thing. But you're going to eventually, unfortunately, but I don't say I just want to change it from unfortunately, but say that you will go back through a valley.
My dogs another are very excited turn. About this. They're saying, "Hey, great opportunity!"
Excited.
We're really very enthusiastic here about overcoming those obstacles. Can you hear? This live radio, folks. That's what happens. That's great.
I love the dog was cheering me on. Yay.
Absolutely. You know, we can have pets in the Best People We Know club, too. So,
absolutely.
You know, it's pets and animals, pets, friends. It's all good. So really, it seems as though you're speaking to everyone, because everybody's been in a valley. If I took a poll right now of everybody listening, everybody's going to say, hey, I know what Felicia's talking about. I've experienced a valley. But not everybody has had the skill set, and it is a skill which can be learned, and that's what you're going to help us with. You know, but the subtitle of your book, Rising Above the Impossible, love that. Speak to that.
Well, what's great about it in about when you fall back in a valley, when I was talking about those bounce back muscles, is that when you do, your bounce back muscles recalls and says, oh, been there, done that. We don't have to stay here that long. And as you make your climb back up, you don't have to get those same bumps and bruises and scrapes, because you're like, you know what? I know a different route. I know a way to get there. And your mindset, you start to get stronger mentally too, because you know you've overcome so many things before, and that you are, again, going to taste that mountaintop and being on top. And so with Unbreakable Spirit, Rising Above the Impossible, many, many stories of things that people have gone through, and they're true stories. I've had people to call and say, oh, my gosh, is this real? And I said, yeah, it's real. And it's true things that we experience. But you continue to rise. You continue to look at things as a learning opportunity. And not just that, and the one thing that I think is great about it, but that they have the courage to share those stories so that other people can learn from their experiences, so that they can feel strengthened, so that they can feel inspired. And that's what that book is about.
Mm. And, you know, if we really reflect on most of the things that have ever been accomplished by what we would consider the historical greats, you know, they were all at one time deemed impossible. And once they broke through that barrier, it was as if the floodgates followed immediately. I mean, the four-minute mile. You know, a human being can't run a 4-minute mile. But then when somebody does it, it's like within a day, there's all these other people who can suddenly do it. Well, they could do it before, but for some reason, getting through that mindset, you know, really changed the possibilities. And I think that's what you're trying to show us with these stories in this book, is that so many people have overcome the impossible. And if we can see ourselves in there, it can happen to us too. There's nothing really. God doesn't say, "Okay, you can do it, and you can't." You know, I mean, we all have the ability.
No, you are absolutely correct. And the things that you really want to do, you go forward and do it. And it may take a little bit longer. You may have to find new ways of doing it. I always like to think about it with Thomas Edison, and that he had a lot of challenges to overcome. And not just that, I'm sure there were plenty of naysayers out there, "You can't do that. What are you doing?" And it might have been in the back of his head, but he didn't stop. But what if he would have stopped after the 9,000th try? I think we'd be sitting in the dark. So you just keep pushing forward and stepping out beyond fear. Go into that level of being uncomfortable, because when you're uncomfortable, that's where you really have that opportunity to grow.
So really, it's almost as if you've had some obstacles, you know, be excited, because that's your destiny. That, you know, just don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle, because it could be right around the corner for you. I think that these stories really inspire to say, okay, your greatest breakup may be your greatest breakthrough, and sometimes things need to fall apart so that they can come together better. And you really change the way we think about quote unquote problems. And really, if we inserted possibilities wherever we put problems, that gives us a lot of inspiration, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And you hit it just so clearly on that, is that changing that mindset, and it's huge, and it's difficult at times, especially when you think about things that you have your behaviors based on past experiences. They could be of yours or someone else's. And a lot of times in the subconscious mind, you don't know that you're doing certain things out of fear from those past experiences. So changing your mindset, being really deliberate to just say, if you're going through something, what is it that I'm supposed to learn today? And it might not be all about you. What is it that I'm supposed to learn that maybe I should be sharing with someone else, or providing a teachable moment? Because when you sow into other people, when you help them to grow, you're going to soar. It happens naturally.
So as an ambassador of fortitude, take us through some of the qualities or some of the opportunities that you're going to share with us in these pages or in your coaching, so that we can see kind of a before and an after of applying this philosophy that you've been a number one best-selling author to share. It's just really been it's amazing. I want to encourage everybody to go get the book, but I'm also encouraging you to connect with Felicia. She has great fan pages. She's on Twitter. She has a great website, Simply in Your Purpose, and she's always expanding and growing. She speaks to many corporations and people and organizations around the country, so she's definitely somebody you want to connect with. But give us some of the takeaways that you want us to be able to apply, you know, some of the top characteristics of how people can take what they're experiencing in their life right now and do this as an ambassador of fortitude and strength.
Well, let me share a little bit of the page, very small bit, and then focus on a part of how people take that, and not just that, but the book and just what they want to accomplish and in their dreams.
Perfect.
With the book, I wrote a story, and it's called, and it's a true story, and it's called One Bite at a Time. With it, I still remember, Deb, and it's real to me, when I got a letter in the mailbox and I was back in college, and I knew what it said, but I put it on my dining room table hoping that it said something different. And I finally got up the courage to open it. And when I did, I remember sitting down in the chair and I cried so hard that I couldn't even catch my breath. It was so hard to breathe. And through my head, I had the what of or should of or what I could have done differently. And the bigger fear came because I had to think about what was I going to tell my mother? What was I going to tell those people back home that believed in me and cheered me on? Or some who said you weren't going to make it. What would I say? Because right then and there when I opened up that letter, my dreams were being crushed. And I thought of it by my own doing. So with that, I am here to say that that's not the end of my story. And it didn't have to be. Because I shared that and someone was there to reach out and help me. And that's what encouraged me to want to be a life coach, to want to be a motivational speaker, to reach out to other people who may be hurting or just not aware. But some of it happens, and this is the part of what's great about the book, is never stop dreaming and believing you can do some things. It may get hard, you may get hurt, but you can still achieve them. You just have to modify it a little bit. And that's what I try to focus in on my practice and what I do. And so in this, and this is coming from Felicia, the first part is, which Deb, I know so well that you know, is to love yourself.
Oh,
love
yes.
Yourself. And I will admit, Deb, when I said I'm going to do a presentation, Mom, and I'm going to talk about loving yourself. I love me. She said, well, isn't that kind of self-serving to say I love me? And I said, no, I'm the best example of how people should treat me. So if I love me, I'm extending that invitation for them to love me. If I respect me, I'm extending that invitation for them to respect me. I get to show you how to treat me. And why? Because I'm worth it. I am worth it. And it's hard for us to embrace that. I actually did an exercise with some folks, and I told them, hug yourself, and boy, did they feel uncomfortable.
You know, Felicia, it's so amazing that this is where you begin loving yourself. And I think a lot of people, just like your mom said, you know, people think, oh, well, that's selfish. Well, no, because you know, what's selfish is not being the best person you were created to be, because that will help you and others. And this victim mentality that we're not collaborators in our own life, we're victims, we set the standard for how people are going to treat us. If we can't get along with ourselves, nobody else is going to be able to. I mean, we have to be able to work on ourselves. I mean, go back to Socrates. The unexamined life is not worth living, you know. Know thyself. I think that this is a great, Felicia, great place to start. But most people, we can't even get past that. This is a lifelong journey.
It is. It is. It absolutely is. And you have to continue to encourage yourself and encourage others. You have to encourage other people also. But you have to encourage yourself. If you don't encourage yourself, remember, you want to show people how they should treat you.
That is such an interesting dynamic that you create in as a visual in my mind is how I am living my life. My actions are really a billboard for how I'm asking everybody else to treat me. It's unbelievable. So when people complain, oh, this person doesn't respect me, or this person doesn't understand me, this person, you know, I'm really interested to hear you say, no, it's not them, it starts from the inside out. So how does somebody begin that process? If somebody has a problem with someone not treating them the way they feel they should be treated?
It may be a miscommunication of just having that conversation with people sometimes of sometimes the things that you say or do are hurtful to me. And I don't know if you've realized it or not. And give them a specific example and say, I really respect you. And I want us to have a great relationship. So what can we do within that? Now, sometimes it may just be that person. And I believe that all relationships, they have a season. And some of them are lifetime relationships. Some of them are, again, seasonals, where you may need to prune that tree and say, you know what? What did I learn from this relationship? What did I learn from this person? What was a high? And then you just continue on and wish that person the best.
Yeah, that's a great, what can I learn from this? That's always, because there is always something. So loving yourself is where it begins. When we work on that, where do we go next? What is that next part of the process that you want to take us through?
Well, the next part would be actually making a goal for yourself. What is it that you dream about and that you would want to achieve? What do you want to be in the dash of your life? You were born on a certain date. You will depart on a certain date. But what is it that you want it to be? What do you want people to be able to say in that dash? What are the things that you dreamed about? Are you even moving towards it? And I get it's disheartening to hear some people say, I give so much to my family and everyone else, and I'm serving here and doing this. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't know what I dream about. I've given up on that. And you can't give up. So go back to, I do love me. Two, I'm so worth it. And then think about what are the things that you dreamed about, but not just think about it. Write them down. Make it concrete. And within the next part of that, I want us to take steps, and that's a part of what I do in my business called Simply in Your Purpose, to make it digestible so that you can achieve those things. So step one is go ahead and write down what are those dreams, the things that you dreamed about and you'd like to achieve, to have in the dash of your life. And then let's work on it and move backwards a little bit and say, okay, so this year, my goal, by the end of this year, this is what I want to do. And write down three of those things. However, one of them has to be something helping you get towards that lifelong goal. Mm-hmm. Doesn't do any good to have it written if you're not moving towards it. So write down three things. People say, well, I got so much more that I want to do. That's great. Once you achieve one of those, then go ahead and take on the others. Because if you have too many and you're working on too many things, some of them will drop off or you have them all left open and nothing has been accomplished. So don't take on too much. These are my top three things that I'm going to do by the end of the year, and one of them will be moving towards my lifelong goal. Clive?
Is that similar to a mission statement as well? Because, you know, I hear a lot about that, and I'm just wondering, is there a difference between the goals and the mission statement, or how does that factor into the equation?
I would say it is like a mission statement. Your lifelong goal, what is it that you want other people to say about you in that dash of your life? If you weren't able to speak for yourself, what would they say? That is your mission statement. Who am I? What am I about? I want that for me. That's your mission statement. And so then you have your goals. This is how we're going to get there. So where people say, well, mission statement, isn't that your business? You are your business.
Yeah, chief executive officer of your own life.
Right. I love it. You are the CEO of your own life, and you create that destiny for you. Instead of being upset about, I don't have a dream, or you're doing everything else for other people to accomplish their dreams, you're helping them through their goals, and have you, Deb, ever said yes to someone else and been upset?
Mm.
Like, oh, why did I say yes? I'm taking on all of this. That's because you don't have it written down for yourself. You need to love yourself enough and know that you're worth it to work towards your own goals and dreams. So say yes to what completes you and no to what depletes you.
Say that again. That was perfect. We got to write that down, everybody. That's terrific.
That's right. Say yes to what completes you and no to what depletes you. And what that means is you go ahead and work towards your goals and your dreams. Not saying that you won't help other people. You will. But you can start saying yes to you so that you can feel fulfilled and you can give from a full cup instead of one that's half empty or sometimes empty.
Now, your specialty, I mean, you have obviously transformation, but especially in the professionals, business niche, helping people connect with themselves, defining their priorities, identifying their purpose, and to begin implementing these steps that will help them exceed their expectations. Now, you've worked with many Fortune 100 companies. You've been doing this for almost 20 years, although you're very youthful looking. I guess when you practice your steps, it keeps you anti-aging. So that's a good thing. That's another side benefit. But tell us, do you have a particular example that sits in your heart more than the others that you'd like to share? People always love to hear some of these real life examples of befores and afters, if you happen to have one. Out of your thousands.
Well, out of the, I have one, and I'm trying to think if I have permission to share it.
Well, no names mentioned, just the story, that'll be good.
Well, I do have permission to share it, because I'm working on a new book that'll be out late this summer, and it's called The Enemy Within.
The Enemy Within. Okay.
The Enemy Within. And it was inspired because of a lot of clients or people who have come to my workshops or presentations where they have lost themselves. And so the book is based on taking 15 minutes a day for you, not your family, not the household, strictly for you, so that you can be refreshed, so that you have something to look forward to, so that when you give, because a lot of us are super servants, super givers, sometimes we supersize that, you can give, again, from a full cup. You can give the best of you instead of giving just remnants. And it's hard. I actually have focus groups where I ask people to, it could change every day, just do something that you want to do for you. It could be reading a book. It could be taking a hot bubble bath. Yes, I'm talking about me. It could be just sitting out on your deck and relaxing. It could change every day, but take 15 minutes a day. You have the other 23 hours and 45 minutes to do other things. People found it difficult.
People found that difficult.
People found it very difficult to do. Of, oh, well, I got busy and I started doing this, and so I had them schedule it. So you got to put it on your calendar. This is your time. And you set the boundaries. Turn off the telephone. Turn off the computer unless you're playing a game on it or something, and that's a part of your you time. And you tell your family, this is the time that I'm going to do me because I want to give the best of me to you, but I need that time.
Mm.
And so from this time, and you're only asking for 15 minutes. So, Deb, when we look at I love me, do you love yourself enough to give back to yourself? You say you're worth it, well, prove it. And then kick it up a notch and say, if other people see me sowing into me and that I'm worth it, I'm really showing them that. Think about your children. What example do you want to give to them? They, even though we say, do as I say, not as I do, they do what they see.
Mm.
You're the best example of that. How should people treat you? How should you treat yourself? It's okay to give to yourself just a little bit. But I had a very, very difficult hurdle in getting people to, they say, yes, that sounds good and that's the way you should do it, including other life coaches. But do you do it? Take the action to do it.
You know, it's really, I love the title of your new book coming out, too, The Enemy Within. I think that that really gives, it really is a wake-up in the sense that we all have the little voice, you know, it's like the little devil on one shoulder and the little angel. Remember how it used to be in the commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Dating myself, the little angel and the little devil, the devil made me do it talking to you. I mean, we all have that internal chatter that's good and bad. And I think our minds are constantly talking like
mm-hmm.
clouds above the sky. They're moving constantly, and there's going to be all sorts of stuff going through our minds, good and bad. But, you know, deciding what we're going to acknowledge and work with and what we're going to let go, I mean, I think that that can help you remove that enemy from within. Because doesn't everybody, I mean, you toured with Lisa Nichols. I mean, you know, the Oprah, the this, the that. I mean, every single person has that internal chatter, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And it happens on a weekly basis. When when I talked about getting to that mountaintop, well, then you have new opportunities and new things that happen. And sometimes you go right back into that negative self-chatter. You can't do that. How are you going to do that? Do you have the resources to do that? You don't have the time. How are you going to accomplish this? Why would you do this? This is crazy. All kinds of things. You go right back to that place. But you have to constantly step out on fear, because if you stay in that place, you lose so much. You lose a lot of yourself, and you lose future opportunities.
Mm. So give us an example with, you know, the work that you did for the book and the study groups and so forth, and also this other book with the Unbreakable Spirit. What do you notice is the common characteristic for those people who improve in their ability to step out in that fear, you know, still doing it afraid. How, what are they saying to themselves, and what are you telling them and coaching them to visualize or experience?
Oh, wow. It's been incredible. For those individuals who step out on that fear, you learn something new about you. Mm-hmm. You begin to have a new empowerment about you, and it just overflows that other people see it in you and want to be a part of that. So in this, remember when I was talking about achieving your goals, and I'll give you the example of the person that did it. And this is something that is a Felicia staple, and I stick to it. When I have people working on their goals, I tell them, write it on a sticky note, put it on a refrigerator, and also put it on your bathroom mirror. Those are two places you're going to every day. Well, I hope you're going to every day. But with the refrigerator, it's interesting that people will come over and say, hey, what is that? Or if you have people in your family, they can see it every day and help you get there, and you see it every day. And so I had someone that actually did that and was afraid of what people would think, but those people actually rallied around her to help her reach that goal. And she called me, as well as sent me this email of, Felicia, I actually did it. I did it 2 months ahead of time above my goal. I actually did it. And, she was saying thank you, but she said, I can't describe the feeling. I held off for so many years, for so long, and I actually did something for myself. I feel so good. I don't remember this feeling. And that's what it is. And then on top of that, I also had her to journal her journey. And it's so important for people. And some people say, oh, I bought a journal. I don't keep up with it. So here I go again with the sticky note queen. I said, write it down on a sticky note once a week. Put down the date, what your feelings were, sad, mad, happy, glad, whatever it was. And then just one sentence of what you did. If it was a high, write down that high. If it was a low, write down that low. And every week. And then you have something to go back to say, wow, I've really overcome. Or, yeah, I did that, and now I'm two steps ahead of that. When you journal your journey and you have something to go back to and reflect on, another growth experience and something else that you might be able to share. And I'm really happy to say that person is working on their new blog and a book because of what they did.
Wonderful.
It's just been incredible when people actually step out on fear, even the fear of what are people going to say. Even in my fear, they're going to think I'm nuts. They're going to think I'm selfish. But she stepped out on that, and she's gotten great rewards from it.
Wow. You know, I really think the world needs more mentors. And for some reason, you know, practicing and learning is part of life. There's nothing that any of us have done without the help of somebody else, down to the basic walking and talking, learning a language. And this is really a new language for a lot of people, but it is something that's possible, and it's going to happen more or less, with less effort, if we have guides. You know, if I'm going to a new country, the best way for me to see the scenery is with a tour guide that lives there, who can take me to those places rather than me trying to stumble upon them on my own. And what you're saying is, you know, let me be your tour guide. Let me be the tour guide to discovering yourself. This is what we can do in getting to these places, you know, with a lot more clarity and a lot more enjoyment. That's what a good tour guide does, and that's what you're trying to do, is help us to unwrap ourselves as the gift God created us to be in this
Absolutely.
This brief life. You know, I mean,
Absolutely.
It's really short when you think about it. Even if you live to 70, I mean, 80, what is that in all of eternity? Nothing, you know? It gets shorter every day. I tell you, Felicia, I just can't. It's sometimes I wake up and I'm like, where did those 40-something years go? I mean, it seems so fast, you know?
I know, it, but it's a great journey, especially when you begin living in your purpose and what you were called to do. It's not work at all. It's not work at all, and it's a great, great feeling to have. And sometimes you don't even realize what that purpose or what your calling is. And so that's where you have people as you call the tour guides or your coach, or maybe you have it as a mentor. Of, you know, you don't, definitely you don't have to work with me, you don't have to work with Deb, but work with someone, and maybe the two of you, maybe you and a friend get together and say, I'm going to help you work on this, you help me work on this other part. Let's be accountability partners to one another. Let's get there together.
Yeah, and you know, you want to go with somebody who's already been there. You want to go with somebody who can have compassion and understanding, but also have the knowledge. And I think that the heart from a place of love, because you really have to have that sincere love for seeing somebody else be their best. And you have to begin with yourself. So it's amazing what you've done through all the people you've touched with the book from Unbreakable Spirit, and I know The Enemy Within will be a bestseller as well. And since it's unbelievable, you'll have to come on when that comes out and tell us more about that. But before, with only 5 minutes left to go, I just want to make sure people know how to, because I know you're in the process of revamping your website, because you're always growing, because you walk your talk. But how can people connect with you so that we know when the new book's coming out, where you're speaking, and all of these great tips and tools that we can trust using?
Well, the very first way is on my website. It's still out there, but oh my goodness, please come back and visit within 2 weeks. We'll have a lot of more exciting things. The website address is www.simplyinyourpurpose.com. People can also send me an email direct with any questions or suggestions. And that's Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A, at simplyinyourpurpose.com. Connect with me on Facebook. I have a Facebook fan page for Simply In Your Purpose. Twitter is Purpose With Felicia, or it's Purpose W Felicia. And then on LinkedIn, just Felicia Shaw. So many different avenues to connect with me, but the website as well as those other social media outlets are ways to where I'll put updates as well as what's next and what's here. There you will see if you want to do the teleconference classes that I do once a month, and I love it because you're in the comfort of your own home or wherever you are in your pajamas and get some great information, and we go into depth about just identifying your purpose, moving towards your goals, saying more of yes to what completes you and no to what depletes you. So many different ways and avenues, group coaching. Out there will be the book for the current book, Unbreakable Spirit, as well as the newer book, which, again, will be out late this summer.
And I think those teleconferences, those once-a-month teleconferences, are just terrific. I mean, great. Talk about a mind vitamin to feed your whole soul. You can't come out of those things being the same. And I know that in having firsthand experience with you, I mean, it's like, wow, I would have never thought of it in that way. You really have a gift, a God-given gift for this, and I'm encouraging everybody to connect with you in the monthly teleseminars and all the different resources you have available. You are just a jewel in the crown of life. Felicia Shaw. I can't thank you enough for being with us.
I'm in the Mutual Admiration Club.
I love it. I love it. Yes, pets and people. We'll take pets even on this call. We've confirmed that. Well, I'm sad to know that we're out of time, but I'm excited to know that you've all met a great new friend in Felicia Shaw, and she will help you unlock the gift of you. So connect with her today. You can help keep us going and growing so that we can bring you great guests like Felicia by sharing this show with a friend, talking to somebody that you know about this, and we all help each other in this beautiful way. And you can download on iTunes for free to your mobile device. You can take Felicia with you while you're walking your pet and listen and recycle all this. But the important thing is to take that action, and she's here to help you be your best. So don't let that opportunity go by. And in the famous words of Oscar Wilde, I always love to close out with, be yourself because everybody else is already taken. Go out and make it a great day. Be a blessing, and you will surely be
blessed.
Thank
you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.